My man Jeff, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Gentry. How are you?
Man, there's two things back in style right now. Jeff Foxworthy and mullets. They're both making a huge comeback.
And my grandson just turned one last week. He and I had the exact same hair. He was born with a mullet. He was born with hair going down the back of his neck.
And you know, we've come a long way. They're back. I mean, Morgan Wallen has, I feel like, has brought the mullet back. People love it.
Oh, it's coming back with a vengeance, baby. I love it, too, because I picked a hairstyle in the 11th grade, and I never fared from it.
You just stuck with it.
Forever.
We're talking to the comedy legend right now, Jeff Foxworthy. If I would have told you, like, back in the 90s when you came up with that, you might be a redneck thing, if I would have said, if you stream Jeff Foxworthy's new special on Netflix on your flip phone, you might be a redneck. You know, back in the 90s, you would have said, what stream? You would have said, flip phone. I mean, things have really changed. These rednecks, man, they're high tech right now.
It's, well, which kind of fits in with what the special, you know, it's called The Good Old Days. And when COVID hit, I was like, I need something new to talk about. And my father-in-law, you know, he's stuck in the house and he's walking around with his pants up to his nipples. He got his chest hair caught in his zipper. You know, how do you do that? But he was just griping, going, man, things are horrible now. It was so much better in the good old days. So I'm like, was it really? And I just got a big chart and I wrote down everything: phones, transportation, education, mattresses. And I'm like, I'm going to look at it the way I grew up as opposed to the way it is now and see if it really is better. And Hitler became so fun because it was multi-generational. Like, you'd say one thing and the older people would laugh, and then you'd say something else, you'd hit it back and the younger people would laugh. And and the further I got into it, I'm like, this is cool stuff here. This covers a very broad age range.
I know you're remembering the good old days in your new special. It's streaming and available. And nowadays, we've come so far, Jeff, I just speak into my remote. All I said was, watch Jeff Foxworthy, The Good Old Days, and then boom, there you were on my screen. So I was able to watch some of it today. Isn't that crazy?
That is absolutely. And you know what my mother-in-law calls it when she tries to press up? She goes, I need to catch that show in the stream. And I'm like, it's not like a fish. You know, you're not sitting there casting a line out. It's not going by you. It's there all the time.
In the special that I watched, you were talking about you played every sport back in the good old days. I'm curious, what was your best sport? What was Jeff Foxworthy the best at?
Probably baseball. I was a giant baseball fan growing up, but I played everything. And I mean, in high school, I played baseball, basketball, football. You know, and it was weird back in the good old days because if you wanted to get a trophy, you had to finish in first place. I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah, now everybody gets one.
For signing up, right.
And you grew up in Georgia. Were you happy to see the Braves and the Dogs just won big championships? Oh, for sports fans in Georgia, it's been great, huh?
For the state of Georgia is everybody's whipping boy for sport. We're just used to having our hearts broken. You know, and the Braves, back in the day, they won the division 14 times in a row, won one World Series. And so we were always thinking, this is the year, this is the year. And so this year, you know, Ronald Acuña gets hurt. We're not even 500 at the beginning of August, and it came out of nowhere. And I think, in a way, the fact that you didn't expect it made it so much better. It was just, it was like a gift from the heavens during COVID. And then 3 months later, the Dogs do it for the first time in 41 years. And I'm like, this isn't supposed to happen to us. This never happens to us. So it was awesome.
Yeah, so congratulations to you, Georgia sports fans. I saw that the Atlanta United has not lost a game since that you've been showing up to the games. You can follow our guest right now, at Real Jeff Foxworthy, as opposed to the fake one, on Instagram.
Yes.
You've now graduated to a gram.
Fake ones, only the real.
He's at Real Jeff Foxworthy on Instagram. I'm going to give you some stats that I read about you as well. You're a best-selling author of 26 books. Congratulations on that. Also, largest-selling comedy recording artist in history. I mean, that's a huge coup. And then I also saw first solo stand-up special in 24 years. Although it hasn't been 24 years since you've done stand-up, this is just a new special for you. It's been 24 years since you've done solo comedy.
Yeah, I've never quit doing stand-up's always been my favorite thing. I mean, you know, I've done TV and movies and stuff, but then the early days I did a bunch of them on like HBO and Showtime and stuff. But then I did like three with the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and I did one with Bill Engvall and Larry, and then Larry and I did one. And somebody said to me right before COVID hit, you know, you hadn't done one by yourself in 20 years. I went, yeah, I have. Surely I have. And they're like, no, not by yourself. And I'm like, all right, let's, you know, Netflix said, we'd love for you to do one by yourself. And so, I mean, God, I'm so blessed. I love what I do, and I still get to do it and, you know, get to do it hopefully at a high level. I mean, I still put all the effort into it, and I just feel like I've cheated life. I made a fabulous living doing something I would have done for free.
And comedy is one of those things, Jeff, that it's like a muscle. If you're not doing it, I've heard, I don't do stand up, but I've heard that if you're not constantly doing it, it's a rhythm, it's a muscle. What's the longest since you did it for a living that you went without doing it?
I think since 84, I went a couple of weeks without doing it when my kids were born. And then COVID hit, and I went a couple of years. And so I was writing like crazy, but I had no place to go try it out because you still never know, you know, is this funny? Does the audience like it? And so once they started kind of lifting restrictions and we could go back to a little clubs, for the first time in my life, I was nervous. I never got nervous. And I would, you know, sitting there in the back going, crap, do I remember how to do this? But it was like riding a bike. You'd get up there and, you know, you'd say something. Kind of like football. I used to always say you were nervous until the kickoff and you got hit the first time, then it went away and you're just playing. Well, it was kind of the same way with stand-up. You get on stage, you tell something, and everybody laughs. And you're like, oh, yeah, I remember how to do this. And, man, I'm just so glad to be back on stage. Because I think laughter is the thing. It doesn't solve people's problems, but it's like the release valve that keeps the boiler from exploding. You know, and you think about how much anxiety and stress everybody's gone through with COVID. And we had no live comedy and we had no live music. Those are kind of the two stress relievers. And so it's kind of funny. People come backstage after the show now and they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know how bad I needed that. I can't remember when I've laughed like that. And you're like, yeah, laughing's a good thing. So, you know, hopefully we'll get more of it and we all quit yelling at each other. We start being kind to each other again.
That would be nice. You can go see Jeff Foxworthy, not only the new special on Netflix, but he's going to be doing a tour later this summer and into the fall. I did see you a couple of years ago on Jay Leno's Garage, which I thought you looked good on that show. But I think of Leno, and of course I think of The Tonight Show, and then I think of comedians, and I think back in the good old days, it used to be if you got your chance on The Tonight Show, baby, you made it or you might get your big break. In comedy, how many have you done The Tonight Show? Did you ever perform The Tonight Show?
I think I've done it like 50 times. I have, if you go around my house, there's not a lot to indicate what I do for a living, but somebody sent me a picture from NBC, and it's me sitting in the chair talking to Johnny Carson, and he's got his head back and his mouth open laughing. And I'm like, that is all I ever wanted to do. I made Johnny Carson laugh, you know, and Jay was so good to me in the early days and helped me get on, and I've done it a million times with him, but he's still, you know, one of my mentors and the best friend I ever had in stand-up.
Were you nervous that night? You said there's not many nights you get nervous. Do you remember that night?
Only my laundry man knows for sure how nervous I was that night. But you didn't know if, you know, the kind of the thing was, if Johnny didn't like you, he would just clap. If he liked you, he'd give you the big okay signal. And if he loved you, he would wave you over to the couch. Well, you get to the end of your 6 minutes and you're scared to look because it was like Caesar deciding, do you live or do you die? You know, and so then I look over and he's waving me to the couch. So,
well, you're still awesome. Living after all these years. And in the new special, you talk about the fact that your parents never really taught you about sex. And right now, Jeff, I got to tell you, my daughter is in those dangerous Snapchat teenage years. And it's very, very difficult time, this raising kids. And think about it. Back in the good old days, we had to find a dirty magazine. These kids, they got everything they need right in the palm of their hands.
Right there on their phone. You don't even have to be looking for it. My wife and I were trying to figure out where to go eat dinner one night, and I Googled delicious Italian near me, and I'm like, oh, my word. Mamma mia.
Oh, my. That's crazy.
All right there in your hand.
What was it like for your parents raising Jeff Foxworthy? Now, your dad, he worked at IBM. He was like a computer guy. You came out to be somewhat of a redneck. I mean, how did that work out?
Well, my dad grew up on a farm. He worked for IBM, but he never got over being a redneck. He used to come home and drink a beer and watch the Bug Zapper. I think of being funny as a gift, and I just learned at an early age I could make people laugh. I didn't know you could do it for a living. And in fact, I worked at IBM for a few years, and some guys I worked with entered me in a comedy contest. I'd never been on stage, and I won the contest the first night I ever did it. And I knew a minute into it, I'm like, oh my God, this is what I want to do.
Were you prepared the first time you went on stage?
I had written like 5 minutes about my family, and you know, I was kind of clueless as to what I was doing, but you know, the audience liked it, and I look back and I can't believe I've gotten away with it this long. You know, it's like the guy that never had to really work. I didn't have to pick up heavy stuff. I was just up there making people laugh. So it's been a fabulous life.
I had definitely had a few laughs, Jeff, when I checked out the comedy special. It's on Netflix. Like I said, even the rednecks can figure out how to watch it. You just speak into your phone, hit that little microphone, and tell them you want to see The Good Old Days, the new Netflix special with our guest, Jeff Foxworthy. Thank you so much for your time. Comedy legend. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Man, I appreciate you having me. Have a great day.